It's your daily sports dump. And I'm your host, Joe Canelli. That's right, folks. It's me, your host, Joe Canelli, and this is your daily sports dump for January, Thursday the 16th. That's not the right way to say it, but if I was a Yoda, it'd be okay. So pretend that's the case. All right. Ow. Fudge. Oh, I just sliced my... Oh, I really hurt myself. Okay. If the laughter you hear in the background is the sports widow. That's my wife, Molly Erdman. But before you start, Molly, I just have one news announcement. Missouri State hired former Louisville head coach Bobby Petrino to take over the football team. Now, the scandal-plagued Petrino looks like a horrible hire until you realize the only other candidate for the job was Art Briles. Unfortunately, folks, that's not a joke. That's actual news. Art Briles was actually up for a college football coaching job. Unless they just used him to be like, look, we could have hired this guy, the rape enabler, and instead we just hired the guy who slept with the student assistant.
Breaking news.
So, good move on your part, Missouri State. Nice distraction technique. Moving on now. We don't need to do any of the jokes. That was delivered like a joke, and it would have been a punchline for a joke if it wasn't so sadly true. Do you know who Art Briles is?
No.
He was the coach at Baylor when they had 50 sexual assaults and covered them all up.
Yeah.
Waco, you know. And he still is up for jobs. I think he was a high school coach recently.
Oh, perfect.
Yes. Yeah, perfect. And Bobby Petrino is the guy you
made. Oh, yeah, Petrino. Patino.
Ah, yes. There you go. Yes, the Louisville thing. That's right, Petrino Patino. And the great image of him is the press conference where he's got, like, face rash.
He was the
neck.
Motorcycle guy who was, yeah.
Yes. Yes. On Kornheiser's show, he said he was having an affair with the girl on the motorcycle, which made it seem like that's how they were doing it. Yeah, I know.
It's on a motorcycle. It doesn't count.
Right. Yeah. That's the Louisville way. Or an Italian restaurant. That's Patino's deal. Anyway. So the sports widow is here, which is always great to have you on the show.
Thank you.
You're welcome. What we do in these episodes with you is I'll catch you up on some big sports stories, and then maybe we'll touch on some personal
sports stories.
Like, I mean, just injuring myself on that. And also I did a pratfall at an audition, which I guess I didn't get a call back for. And when I landed, I really hurt myself.
You got to be careful.
Well, it wasn't a lasting pain.
Yeah.
But it was a pain of that I wouldn't have had when I was 28 and fell.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't break anything, but it hurt more than it should have. God, it gouged my wrist on metal thing.
May have to take over.
Yeah, you may.
If you lose consciousness.
Absolutely. Temperature. I may need a tetanus shot.
God.
All right. So do you know what's going on with this LSU money thing?
A little
bit. You heard a little bit of some stuff. So LSU won.
Yeah.
They had 7 of their players declare for the NFL draft, which means they weren't seniors, but they're leaving school early to go to the NFL.
Got it.
Which, by all means.
Yeah.
So Odell Beckham, who was an alum of the school, was handing out what they at first said were fake wads of cash.
Sure.
And, of course, why would somebody hand out fake wads of cash?
Yeah.
Especially when you're a millionaire many times over, and it means nothing if you're not using real cash.
Right.
You know, the whole reason you do it is to have real cash.
Fake money is fun. Sometimes Santa Claus is on
them. Can you imagine, though, if you're a player and he hands you this big wad and you look and it's fake money?
Yeah. Alfred E. Newman's face is on it.
Yeah. How uncool would that be for him?
No, it would not be good.
Yeah. Like, so just considering it that way, it's like, if I'm a player and I got fake money, I'd be like, screw you.
Yeah.
And really, I think all the players he handed it to, he probably knew they were going pro anyway, so their eligibility wasn't in question. But again, this is taking place in Louisiana,
mm-hmm.
so just keep that in the background of everything. And so he does that, and it's now it's an issue for the school and paying players and all this stuff. And then on top of that, there's video footage of him slapping a cop in the ass. Did you see that?
Yes, I saw that.
Great. So you're good. You're informed.
I feel like I know a lot now.
You do. And now he is being, you know, they wanted to put out an issue charging him with sexual assault.
Yeah.
Which shows that they're trying to humiliate him. Because that, clearly that's not a sexual assault.
Right.
The judge didn't allow that, but they are able to bring him in for assault.
And who's they?
Louisiana State Police.
Okay. Because here's an interesting thing. And I know that the geography of this, you're going to touch on that. But I feel like that cop, there's got to be something ego-related that would be weird about him claiming that to be sexual assault. And it's, you know, it's interesting because remember that thing a couple months ago with the woman reporter?
Yes.
Covering the race and someone slapped her ass?
Yes.
And that person did get arrested,
yes.
Didn't they?
I believe so.
So you get into a territory of like, well, you know, what was the intent? And,
right.
You know, does it matter if it's a man or a woman? It's interesting to me.
Well, and I think, yeah, intent. And when there's video footage, I think it's also easier to tell.
Yes.
To discern intent out of that. And I don't know if it was the officer who he did it to who brought the charges.
Right.
I believe that was a stadium security officer who didn't want the players getting ash on the carpet, apparently, is what he
That's
was
fair.
Asking about. Yeah, it, because yeah. Yeah, you're like, well, all right. I mean, you know, somebody's got to clean it up, I guess. but again, you know... Odell Beckham should have just handed like the cleaning guy like a wad of bills and then everybody's happy. It's just you got if you're giving out wads of bills, you got to give them out to everybody.
That's right.
It's like a birthday party.
Did you bring enough for everyone?
Exactly.
Yeah.
If you're at a birthday party and you're handing out favors, you don't want to not get the good favors.
No.
All right, so we're caught up on that.
Well, so what's the
Well, we'll see. My guess is the charges will be dropped or pled down or he'll pay a fine or something like that. As for the money the players got, again, what are you going to do? They're all going. They could say they gave it back to him after the game.
Yeah.
They're all going pro.
Right.
It's an amazing number. 7 guys on top of any of the seniors they have going. So don't bet on LSU next year.
Right.
So, yeah, that's where we're at with it at this point. But I do think there's an element of, you know, if it wasn't Louisiana, I think it would be handled differently. But that's just me maybe using the past 250 years of history to guide my opinion.
Well, and there's also... now, you say this guy was stadium security.
I believe so. I don't think he...
Police.
No, I think if he was a real cop...
Would have been different.
I absolutely think
more
so.
More different,
I
yes.
think so. Yeah, definitely more different.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, a real cop... And a real cop probably wouldn't have been saying "Don't get ash on the carpet" either. I think that's another indicator.
That's the carpet police.
Yes, right. Well, that's a whole other thing, actually. Never mind.
Okay.
Okay. So, I just caught you up on that.
Great. I feel good about it.
Do you have any opinions?
I don't know. You know, I was listening a little bit when you had the
Levitard show.
Podcast on. Now. You know I'm a rule follower.
Yes. Yes.
And I do get, you know, I know there's some gray area sometimes and it's like, well, you know, what's arbitrary and what's not. And you also know, we talked about it last time, that I do believe that college athletes should be allowed to get money.
Absolutely.
I also believe that if rules are in place, even if it's irrational or impractical or whatever, there's an extent to which the rules have to be followed, and if they're not,
sure,
there's repercussions.
And there are because what he was saying is if you think a law is unjust, break it. Just be prepared to deal with
the
consequences.
Exactly.
And that's what protesters do and everything. And you know, like I think people who thought that the marijuana prohibition was a bad rule occasionally would show their disdain for it by breaking that law as a political protest.
Yeah.
You know, I may have gotten caught up in a couple of those protests
once
or twice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Where you're like, well, everyone else is protesting. So I might as well too. That's a great way to frame that. Actually, I just realized if I ever got caught, caught protesting, I would have framed it that way.
Right.
But I never did.
Civil disobedience.
But that's, again, there's where the white privilege, that's probably where I've enjoyed my most white privilege.
Definitely. Oh, well, cool. I don't know about definitely, but.
But you've seen it. Yeah, you think that that's a place, right? You probably think I've earned it in some other ways, too. Most notably, probably my just unrelenting self-confidence for no reason.
Yes.
It's like the cartoon of the, I think I showed you the New Yorker cartoon, the woman and the man on a date or whatever. And she's like, oh, don't let my expertise interrupt your confidence.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, that might be, I don't know if that's the intersection of white privilege and male privilege.
I'm a double.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're a double threat.
I'm a double
threat. You're a triple threat as a straight white male.
Oh, my goodness.
You've got.
And I was short for a long time, which made me really kind of have a bit of a Napoleon complex.
Yeah.
Which, any short guy who then gets tall.
Watch out.
Look out. He's still got that kind of, you talking to me? Energy.
Yeah.
Not that I'm a huge dude or anything, but I'm not short. Okay?
All right.
All right. Good. That's a wonderful transition to, do you know anything about this cheating scandal? Major League Baseball? Tell me what you know.
The Astros?
Yeah,
thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, so they were stealing signs in the World Series with the Dodgers.
Yep.
And the Astros probably in the playoffs
against the Yankees.
And they fired the. Did they fire or suspend the
baseball,
manager?
Baseball suspended the manager and general manager, and then shortly after that, they were fired.
By the Astros organization.
Yes. One year suspensions, but then they were fired.
Yeah.
And the general manager will probably never work in the game again. He also was tied to a lot of those. They had the reporter, the woman reporter in the locker room, and one of the Astros, like, employees was, like, getting in her face.
Yeah.
Because they had a wife beater on their team, and she had written maybe something saying, you know, not celebrating that. And the guy was like, I'm so glad we signed him, right in her face. Like,
oh, God.
Yeah, it was. That guy was fired, but the way they handled it was really awful. The thing is, you've got a lot of, because of the computer revolution, the technology and analytics revolution, the people you have in power, it's a little bit like Hollywood. Oh God.
Computer, stop.
You've made a huge mistake.
God.
Joe changed our Alexa's name to
what I just said before. I'm not even going to do it anymore. And we had to deal with that for a second. How awful. She's always listening. It's always listening. I shouldn't say
Thank
she.
You.
You're
yeah.
welcome. So, and the manager will probably work again. But there's been more, which is a guy who was a coach on that team, then went to coach the Red Sox a year. They won the World Series against the Dodgers.
Hmm.
Also cheating.
Oh, boy.
He's been fired. Or he left mutually. He'll be probably suspended for a couple seasons. Also, a player on the team, Carlos Beltran.
Oh, yes.
Now the manager of the Mets, just stepped down as the Mets manager. Now, no other players were mentioned because the players' union has such protections. Like,
so he was on the team?
As a player.
Okay.
And he apparently set a bunch of it up. And now the thing that's just coming out today is that the guys had buzzers under their
what?
So if a fastball was coming, they'd get a buzzer or not. If it was a curve, you know, whatever the system was.
Oh my God!
So the home run against the Yankees, against the one of the most dominant closers, also a wife beater.
Here we go.
On the Yankees.
Who?
Chapman, the left-handed Cuban.
Yeah.
I don't know. You know what? Not wife beater. As far as
girlfriend beater.
and all I know. There may have been that. What I do know is he fired a gun off, like, into the floor a bunch of times.
That it just happens.
Yeah, right. Anyway, Altuve hits a home run, and then as he's coming back around the bases, he's telling everyone not to tear his jersey off, which they do sometimes.
Oh.
Yeah. So then it came out today from someone, and again, I'm not a journalist, so I'm just throwing this out there. I'm not sourcing anything, but I'm giving you the circumstantial evidence.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, the Yankees and Dodgers specifically should feel pretty crappy about how all this has turned out. And the Astros, I mean, it's cheating at a level that's so blatant. It would be tantamount to the Texas Rangers of your youth, or maybe a little after your youth, where everybody on the team was using like cow testosterone.
Yeah. My youth is still going on, just
that's
for the
true.
Record.
That's true. Yeah. Of your middle youth, I should say, is probably when it was.
Yeah.
So this is a huge scandal. Three managers have lost their jobs.
So is there any like repercussion in terms of like
asterisk or taking a title away?
Yeah.
No, and also none of the current players are implicated. Now all this happened because of a whistleblower. Mike Fiers, who's on a team now, the A's, which is a rival of the Astros, who were long suspicious of this.
Mm-hmm.
So he basically blew the lid off of it. None of this would have happened without that. Now, he probably will never get a job in Major League Baseball again after this season. And that, you know that I would probably be a whistleblower.
Yes.
Right? Which is probably why people in advance, I have like whistleblower written all over me. Like,
yeah, you're constantly blowing whistles.
Yes. Like
sometimes literally.
I've said to people when I worked at Second City, I said to my boss there, no one you hire should like you. By the nature of who you should be hiring, they should be anti-authority enough to not like you.
True.
He didn't agree. He did not agree, but he was wrong. That's not great for getting jobs, ultimately. And not every job is like that, ultimately.
Right.
That one was. The Temple of Satire. So, there's no repercussions in any of this. Like in college, John Calipari.
Yeah.
He has had two Final Fours revoked.
Right.
At Memphis and at UMass. But he also has national titles at Kentucky that are still there. So
what a lesson.
Well, exactly. And the contract that he got. Exactly. And these guys, the managers will probably work again.
Mm-hmm.
The general manager had some other issues beyond that now you can't trust him.
Who is the manager?
I want to keep saying that Astros manager is Art Howe because he's a cardboard cutout. His name's A.J. Hinch.
Okay.
And then
not familiar.
No, and then I kept saying Joey Cora, but it's his brother,
Mr. Cora.
Joey Cora's brother.
Yeah.
I can't believe I'm not even thinking his. I'm blanking on his name. It doesn't matter.
It's all right.
And then Carlos Beltran was the other one.
I've heard of him.
So he was a Yankee.
Mm-hmm.
And then now there's all this video. They're looking back on the Yankees played the Red Sox and Alex Cora in a press conference essentially alludes to Beltran knowing some stuff
because
they were both on the Astros the year before.
Mm-hmm.
So he was essentially alluding to the fact that Beltran knew he was cheating. So it was hard to cheat against Beltran because he knew the whole thing. You wouldn't have thought that. It was just kind of a weird response in without context. Now going back and looking at it with the context, you're like, oh, he was basically saying we both cheated and knew it, so we couldn't do it against one another.
Now, does MLB have any, like, will there be in the upcoming season, like, are there going to be any preventive measures put into place?
This is why the Red Sox are going to get busted more because they had been warned about using technology a couple years ago.
Right.
That is the mandate that they put out. Now, people have been stealing signs, like the guy on second base looking in. That's considered fair play.
Right.
Because it's on the field.
Because in the open.
And I understand that. If you're in an NFL game and you're at the line of scrimmage and the quarterback's calling the play too loudly.
That's fair.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But when you're using a camera in your home stadium that the other team doesn't have access to, essentially they're saying if you're cheating in a way that everyone can cheat the same way, that's fine.
Sure. I get that.
So, and then you look at the difference in the performances of the Astros at home, and it is, there's obviously a home advantage sometimes, but the splits are, unprecedented.
Yeah.
So the evidence is there. And since they beat the Yankees, I'm already inclined to and the other team's the Red Sox.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm all on board for maximum punishment. They're only losing $5 million each, which is the most they can fine them. That's the thing that the owner of the Astros was an ex-player.
Mm-hmm.
He knows this shit's going on.
Yeah.
But in the statement from MLB, he's exonerated completely and everyone else's name is thrown under the bus. It's the same thing Roger Goodell has paid 40-something million a year to do.
Yeah.
The NFL basically changed their status as a business so that we couldn't figure out what Goodell's making anymore. because it's so much money, like it's ridiculous. Basically, to shield billionaires from any consequence of any of this stuff. So even again, like the banking thing, it all comes down like somebody may take the fall. It's never like in Iran, the guy who the untrained missile operator.
Yeah.
He's going to be executed probably instead of like the whole people who, you know, put everything on alert or whatever. So did not think I'd be bringing the Iran situation.
No, it all
into
ties
this.
In. Well, because it all comes down to money buys you.
Yes. Right.
Freedom and.
Well, power buys you freedom and
money buys
you power.
Yes.
First you get the women. Then you get the gun. There's some speech where it's you get the guns, then you get the women, then you
I'll
get the money.
I'll look it up and perform it later.
I will.
Okay.
Not.
No.
Final topic, unless you have any topics you wanted to visit.
Oh, well, I can't think of anything off the top of my head that's sports related.
Yeah, no need. This is kind of sports related. It's more like house aggravations related.
Hmm.
How are you liking or have you had any reaction to my new miniature bass amp as opposed to the maximum bass amp I had out here before?
I have only experienced the amount of space it takes up, which is less.
Right.
I think it's cute.
Yeah.
I don't know anything about the sound of it.
Yeah, it's less sound than the other one, which is good.
Yeah.
And it's pretty good sound, actually.
Nice. It's very cute. I like it.
Molly's mom got me this little orange tiny bass
amp.
A tiny bass would be hilarious.
That would be. I mean, it's like the size of a very thick sandwich.
Yes, big bread sandwich.
Like a Texas toast.
Texas toast.
Type of thing.
That's a great example. A pumpkin Texas toast.
I like the color.
Yeah,
nice.
I thought it was a Dutch company. It's not.
Oh,
but they kind of give you that. Maybe it is Dutch. No, I think it's a British company. Mm. But maybe they wanted you to think it was Dutch.
Probably
because that's cool.
I guess.
So that's working out good. You haven't heard me play it yet.
I don't think so.
All right, we'll have to change that, and the next episode, we'll revisit this.
Oh, okay. Is that a sport?
Playing the bass? No, but I like to, you know, since it's the sports widow.
Right, right.
And as we've established, I've been trying to stay away from the politics on the television.
Yeah.
Which, you know, at the time that we started this podcast with you and I, the political atmosphere was not as fraught.
Volatile.
Interesting, whatever you want to call it. Boring, whatever you want to call it. But, and so it was sports was wasting all of my time. And so now that I'm trying to mention other things that waste my time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay. There we go. All right. That's about it, I think. That's plenty, actually, really.
Oh, God.
You know, and now, we're through the week, and so we'll have some jokes, you know, about sports that are coming up on the weekend for you listeners out there. All right. You can subscribe, rate, review on iTunes and Spotify, and I don't know if you can rate and review on Podbean, so just ignore that one. And then you can follow us on Sports Dump Show on Twitter. Again, ignore Facebook because I think I'm considering deleting that. Also, go to sportsdump.com for archive material and hopefully some new material.
Are you on Instagram?
I am on Instagram at @the_sports_dump.
Rolls off the tongue.
Well, we had the Sports Dump and then I deleted it accidentally forever and no one can ever have it again. It's gone forever.
Oh, well.
We had two accounts,
neither
of which were the_sports_dump. That's
sure.
A third
Why
one.
Why would it be?
And I deleted both of them, one accidentally and the other one to get to this other thing. What a nightmare. I'm not bleeding anymore, though.
Nah,
I forgot.
It's coagulated.
Oh, it is. It is.
Your clotting is all working as it should.
It is. Well, there's no royal blood in this body, which is good because they're all related.
Right.
Or if you listen to my other podcast, they're all lizard people. But that's Nietzsche's theory. All right. You go find that on the internet. Bye.